This Friday, April 15th, is the start of Passover, and while the story of the Passover involves the Jews in Egypt, the elements of the story teach us a lesson of how precious the holy and sanctified blood is. Let's first go back to Exodus 12. When God instructed Moses and Aaron on the preparation and eating of a lamb, God then called for something specific to be done with the blood of the lamb. That's found in Exodus chapter 12, verses 7 through 13. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night roasted on the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted, its head with its legs and its inner parts, and you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover, for I will pass through the land of Egypt that night. I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. It all involved the blood of the lamb for the Jews in Egypt. Sound familiar, Christians? Turning to Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 23, when the Lord is giving direction on what is clean to eat, he declares, "Only be sure that you do not eat the blood, for the blood is the life. You may not eat the life with the meat." The blood of the lamb. John the Baptist in John chapter 1, verse 29 called out, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" The blood of the Lamb. When we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, we find, "Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened, for indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us." The blood of the Lamb. Can it be any more imperative than what the entire book of Revelation teaches? All throughout Revelation, John watches as the Lamb opens seal after seal, takes action after action against Satan and his agents, gives warning to non-believers as well as guidance and comfort for the believers. It's the Lamb who assembles the army against evil and is the guest of honor at the event. You should do all you need to do in order to receive an invitation to. That's the marriage supper of the Lamb, which John learns about in Revelation chapter 19, verse 9. "Then he said to me, 'Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.' And he said to me, 'These are the true sayings of God.'" Jesus is the mighty Lamb who was there in the beginning in Genesis and will reign forever, as we're told in Revelation chapter 21, verse 23. "The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light." The blood of the Lamb is that connection. From the Jews in Egypt to the cross today, denial or dismissal of the blood is a self-imposed sentence of darkness.